Nikki Strong. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. An Iranian lawmaker says Monday that two people were shot dead overnight in the southwestern town of Azeh as areas across Iran continue to see anti-government protests that broke out late last week. The ILNA news agency quoted that, saying that he did not yet know who was responsible for those shootings. The current unrest began with a relatively small protest this past Thursday in Iran's second largest city and the main base for the opponents of moderate President Hassan Rouhani before spreading to other parts of the country. Australian National University scholar Amin Saikal tells VOA Iranians have been disenchanted with the government for a long time.
Particularly in terms of the lack of reforms on the part of the government. President Rouhani came to power in 2013 with a promise that he was going to improve the economic conditions for a majority of the Iranian people. He would secure the release of political prisoners. And, of course, to do all this, he needed to put an end to Iran's international isolation.
The Trump administration says it's very concerned about Tehran blocking Iranians from communicating through social media platforms in a bid to dampen the protest. Thousands braved a frigid New York night to celebrate the start of 2018 in Times Square, an annual celebration that dates back to 1904. As they do each year, the crowd at Times Square counted down as a crystal ball slid down a pole, arriving at the bottom of the 2018 began, accompanied by confetti and fireworks. Hundreds of thousands of people watched over by the thousands of police and other security personnel crowded the square. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says that the United States must realize that the North's nuclear program is a reality. Reuters' Diane Hodges reports.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un warned the United States that he is ready to defend his country if he feels it's threatened. But he also said he was open to dialogue with South Korea. In his televised New Year's Day speech, Kim called for lowering military tensions on the Korean Peninsula and improving ties with the South. And he said he'd consider sending a delegation to the Winter Olympic Games in South Korea in February. The speech comes after a year dominated by escalating tensions over North Korea's nuclear weapons program. In September, North Korea tested intercontinental ballistic missiles and conducted its sixth and most powerful nuclear test in defiance of international warnings and sanctions. A spokesperson for South Korean President Moon Jae-in said they were still reviewing Kim's New Year's Day speech. U.S. President Donald Trump would only say, "We'll see," when reporters asked for his